listen, y'all. It's honest truth. I fell in love with two women, and I was. And listen, this is not. Again, I'm not making no excuses. I'm just giving the best explanation I can because it's just ridiculous. And doing the show, I gotta be honest with you. Looking at it is like a mirror, and even saying to myself, like, oh, that's just crazy. But I was with Tara. And me and Tara was going through some real dark times, and I started, you know, hanging out with Amina, and of course, me and Amina start hitting it off, and Amina started giving me these ultimatums, like, yo, you really going to be with me? You say you and her is at the end of the road, prove it, and, you know, drinking one night and going crazy and being up all night, come on, let's go get married right now. We went and got married, and that's just the truth.
But Peter, it's never.
It was wrong. Listen, it was wrong. Go ahead.
But Peter, you never got drunk with Tara. You've been with her for 13 years. Why didn't you just get drunk and get married to her?
First of all, we were in a very dark place. Secondly, Tara wanted to, you know, we wanted to have a big. She used to always say, if I'm going to get married, I'm going to do it. To be honest with you, we had got such. We had the babies. We were saving up money to, like, maybe move into a bigger place and, you know, buy a house and all of this while we were doing that. And, in between all that time of having kids, things just went left. And it's still not a justification for me ever going out and marrying and being with somebody else. That's just dead wrong, you know, and I'm going to always regret that for the rest of my life. I love my kids so much that I didn't leave the house. I was still there and taking them to school and playing with the kids that I should have just left and yeah. did it the right way, and I didn't.
Well,
I just jumped out the window.
Peter, you know, I had a lot of respect for you.
Yes.
I really did. And
okay.
As a woman, I gotta admit, and this has nothing to do with a woman being scorned or anything, but you just sound like you just full of shit.
Yeah, tell us tell us the beginnings of this. Like, when Mona first came to you and said, let's do Love and Hip Hop, what was your story that made her feel like, okay, this can go on TV?
First off, I gotta address the full issue. I'm being as honest and open as with you as I can. And to be honest with you, it sounds fucked up, but to be honest with you, it's not. I'm being as open with you as I can. And in doing Love and Hip Hop, Mona came to me and said, what's your story? And I said, well, I gave her my story, but I also told her, like, look, I got to give you this because it might come out, and I don't want this out there like that. This is something I want to keep to myself because she's going to find this out. I want to find out from me. And I told her about the marriage thing. But the other thing, Tara was on to me and Amina. She was going to see Amina. So when I went to Tara and said, yo, they want us to do Love and Hip Hop. So to Tara, it was like, oh, okay, let's do it, because then I'm going to finally find out what's going on with you and Amina, and whatever's out, it's going to come out. So Mona and them was just like pumping her brakes, like, yo, you're going to have your day with Amina to ask her what's up. And that's what happened. We, you know, I went to everybody. Tara's an actor. Amina's a singer. Y'all want to do Love and Hip Hop? And they both agreed to it. And I wasn't blindsided. It wasn't with everybody. So he needed money, rent money, and all this. I did an interview. I said I was popped and broke. And I said, it was just a way of saying that, yo, it's a way to get some money. Oh, yeah, I have one hit. It ain't no money out here. I'm making it, but I'm not rich. You know what I mean? So, hey, let's go. Maybe this will help everybody.
But you know, the other night they put a monkey wrench in everything you said, because Tara said last night, this ain't your first time of being accused of having a double life.
Right.
Like, you're a whole repeat offender. Like, you must got some really serious good. How do you say it in a nice radio way, Leia?
Cut up.
I'm all right.
Like, you must be well endowed to be able to get a pass the second time around.
It's probably, you know, listen, it's some truth to that. But that's not it. You know, truth of the matter is it's wrong. And, you know, in doing the show, to be honest with you, in doing the show, and my mother and my aunts and everybody calling me, like, what's wrong with you? Like, really?
Did you have respect for your mother?
I love my mother. That's disrespectful to ask me.
That's not disrespectful, because the lack of respect that you're treating the two women that you call your love interest on this show is little, you know, disrespectful.
Let me ask you something.
Yes.
Do you think you've been with a man that hasn't cheated? Like, is that something new? Is that a new condition?
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Peter. This is the sensitive side of me. For love.
Have you ever been cheated on?
Yes, which is why I just find it hard to be in a relationship.
Oh, that's why you bitter.